AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. We are awaiting the verdict from the jury in the Boston Marathon bombing trial. Sources say that the jury has reached a verdict. Johar Sanaya faced 30 charges, 17 of them capital charges, for taking part in the twin bombings of the Boston Marathon nearly 2 years ago. Three people were killed. More than 260 other people were injured. If there is a guilty verdict, the case would move on to the penalty phase of the trial, in which the jury would have to decide whether Tsarnaev should receive the death penalty or spend the rest of his life in prison. The mayor of North Charleston, South Carolina, says his town has been rocked by the shooting death of a black motorist by a white police officer.
This has been a horrible tragedy within our community. There have been two families that have been harmed great by what occurred, both the victims and the officer's family.
Mayor Keith Summey says Officer Michael Slager has been fired after he was charged with murder in the death of Walter Scott, as he was apparently running away from Slager. A video of the shooting was given to Scott's family, who released it to the media as well as the public. The South Carolina Law Enforcement Division is investigating, along with the FBI and the Justice Department's Civil Rights Division. There's been another so-called insider attack against U.S. troops in Afghanistan.
An Afghan soldier opened fire on U.S. troops in eastern Afghanistan.
I can confirm that one American soldier was killed.
Colonel Steve Warren here at the Pentagon says several others were wounded. The soldier was the first U.S. service member killed in Afghanistan since a roadside bombing late last year. Insider attacks have dropped sharply since peaking a few years ago, as coalition forces began preventative measures and tens of thousands left Afghanistan, with the NATO combat mission officially ending. Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
This is AP Radio News. People from the southern plains to the Midwest need to be ready for severe weather over the next 2 days.
The atmosphere is behaving like it should for this time of year, and that means folks need to be prepared.
Meteorologist Roger Edwards with the Storm Prediction Center explaining why Middle America is likely to get whacked.
It's springtime, and so we tend to get severe weather events of varying strength. So this is actually fairly common for spring.
But it's going to be ugly. Hail, high winds, and tornadoes in the nation's heartland, including parts of Kansas, Oklahoma, Missouri, and Illinois. I'm Rita Foley.
A lawsuit in a South Florida federal court alleges one of the nation's largest suppliers of HIV and AIDS medical care bilked Medicare and Medicaid programs in a $20 million scam covering 12 states. Three former managers of the AIDS Health Foundation filed that lawsuit last week against the company. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.